We continue our learning Ilinish Vas David ben Menachem Rush and Menachem Yaakov and Pirchas Eliyahu. We are in Yevamos Perek Dalid Mishnah Tes. Shomeres Yavam Shekidesh Achives Achosa. You have a case, Shomeres Yavam, you have a woman waiting for Yibum. And what happened was, Kidesh Achiv, the Yavam, the brother, did Kiddushin only, Erusin, with her sister. So you take a look at the picture that we have here. So we have a case where we have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Levi is married to Rachel. Rachel, and Leah is not married to anyone yet. Levi is married to Rachel. Levi is married to Rachel, and Leah is Rachel's sister. So Levi, as you see, Levi dies, and Rachel now falls to Yibum. What happened was, Shimon should not have given Kiddushin to Leah. Leah is Achos Chalutz, Achos Zukukaso. Rachel is a Zukuka to him. You have Reuven and Shimon. Rachel falls to both of them. Let's say Reuven is the older brother. Shimon is the younger brother. But it shouldn't matter who. Ideally, obviously, Reuven should be doing the Yibum. Here, what happened was, Shimon, he didn't do the Yibum or Chalitza, he was Mekadesh Leah, Rachel's, the Yavama's sister, which he wasn't supposed to do. Leah, once again, is Achos Zukukaso, is the sister of the woman who has a Yibum attachment to Shimon. But he didn't live with her yet, he only did Kiddushin. So that's what you see in the picture. So the Mishnah here says, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Besera Amru, Omrim lo, you know what we tell him? We tell Shimon, Hamtain, wait, ad sheyase achicha hagadol maase. Wait until Reuven does Yibum with Rachel, and then we'll allow you to fully marry, to do Nisuin with Leah. So here's what happened. So here, the Rishon Yisrael is saying like this, Shimon, wait and don't do Nisuin at all. Don't consummate the marriage with Leah just yet. Leah is the sister of as we said, Achos Zukukaso. So she's usher to him, Midrabanan. Now, Shimon's Kiddushin to Leah is Midoraisa is effective. Why? Because Achos Zukukaso, that concept that Leah would be usher to him because she is the sister of Rachel, who is his Zukuka, that's only a Dindarabanan. So therefore, Midoraisa, in this case, Rachel is usher to him as Shimon, as now who is she now? Who's Rachel? So on a Daraisa level, Shimon is married to Leah, and Rachel is Achos Ishto, which is an Ishto Daraisa to him. So that's why Rachel can't have Yibum or Chalitza with Shimon. So Shimon, therefore, should be able then to do Nisuin with Leah because Rachel is not his Zukuka anymore. Because therefore Leah should not be the Zukuka sister. But Chachamim said like this, because Rachel's Yibum connection to Shimon was there already before he was Mekadesh Leah, and by being Mekadesh Leah, he went against what the Chachamim wanted him to do. The Chachamim would not allow the marriage to Leah to completely remove the Zika connection that Shimon had with Rachel. And therefore, we're going to prohibit Leah to Shimon as Achos Zukukaso, despite the fact that on Doraisa level, that should have been dissolved. And we say until Reuven performs either Yibum or Chalitza with Rachel, by doing that, so then Leah becomes permitted to marriage to Shimon. This would be true. The Mishnah speaks about the older brother, but this would have been the same as we said. Rather, had Shimon been the older brother and Reuven been the younger brother, it wouldn't have made a difference. Then the Mishnah says, Chalatz la'achiv. Let's say the brother, Shimon's brother Reuven, did Chalitza with Rachel, which we said, he can do, we should do, Oknasa, or he married her, did Yibum, Yichnos ishto. So then we allowed Shimon then to do Nisuin, to have Chuppah with Leah, Reuven's Chalitza or Yibum of Rachel then removes the Zika bond that she has with Shimon, and since Rachel's no longer a Zukuka to Shimon, why not? Because Reuven took care of that, so therefore Leah is no longer the Achos Zukuka, so is no longer the sister of Shimon Zukuka, and therefore Leah is permitted to Shimon. Mesa HaYavama, so let's say the Yavama died. So here, this is Rachel died. So if Rachel died, so Yichnos is Ishto, Shimon then would be able then to marry The woman he was Mekadesh, Leah, and why is that true? Well, simple. Since Rachel passing away, the Zukuka, she was the Zukuka to him, Leah's no longer Acho Zukuka so. The truth is, even if Shimon had actually married Rachel himself, he would now be able to marry Leah, because after his wife dies, after Rachel had died, if he was his wife, the sister Leah would be permitted to him. So that's the next thing. So in Mesa Hayavam, if the Yavama passed away, Rachel passed away, so of course Shimon's allowed to marry his wife Leah after he had Kiddushin before. Now he's allowed to live with her. Mesa Yavam. What though if the Yavam, now that halacha before is obvious, but Mes Yavam, if the Yavam died, now let's say Reuven died, so Shimon's the only surviving brother. So what do we do now? So that is the question that we have to address here. So the Mishnah says the following: Yotzi es ishto beget. He has to divorce his wife with a get, and ve'eshes achiv b'chalitza. So what happens here is Shimon first has to divorce his wife Leah. He was Mekadesh Leah, and Kiddushin is considered a marriage. So it's considered a marriage. So then we have to assume, since it's considered a marriage, he would have to give her a get. But she also is the sister of the Zukuka. She's the sister of Rachel, and therefore Shimon's not allowed to live with Leah. And since Shimon is now the only remaining brother, so what? There's no one else to do Yibam HaChalitza. He has to perform the Chalitza with Rachel himself. Reuven's not alive to do the Chalitza. So Yibam. Here, Shimon has to do the Chalitza with Rachel himself, which now, what happens to Leah? Leah, who he was Mekadesh, is going to be forbidden to him because she is the sister of his Chalitza. Since Shimon has no choice but to do Chalitza with Rachel because Reuven's not alive to do Shimon's the only surviving brother, so therefore, after Shimon, since he has to do the chalitza, now Leah, his wife, becomes also because she is the sister of his chalitza, because he was mecholetz Rachel and Leah's the sister, so he can't live with her. So therefore, ve'eshes achiv b'chalitza. Therefore, Shimon has to perform. So that's what he said. So that's why he can't live with her. So Yotzi es ishto beget. He has to divorce his wife because he can't live with her. Ve'eshes achiv b'chalitza. He has to perform chalitza on his brother's wife, on Rachel, on the Yavama. He can't perform Yibam with Rachel. Why? Because midaraisa she's asked him as an erva. She's the sister of his wife, remember? He was Mekadesh her. And the fact that he's divorced Leah doesn't matter. Leah's still alive. And therefore Rachel is usher to Shimon to live with her. So therefore he does chalitza with her. So that's what the Mishnah means here. Meis Yavam, Yotzi es ishto beget, Ve'eshes achiv b'chalitza. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud. Ha'yavama lo tachalots, v'lo tizyabem ad sheyesh lo shlosha chodashim. We mentioned this in the past, that Yavama should not have chalitza done or taken as Yibum until we wait 3 months. 3 months after the death of the first husband. Yibum, we don't allow. We're concerned that the widow may be pregnant from the husband. So let's say Reuven passes away. Shimon should not do Yibum on Leah until he waits 3 months. Maybe Leah's pregnant and is going to give birth to a child, and that's going to be healthy. It's going to be a viable child. That means that Reuven left children, and Yibum was not allowed. And now Shimon is living with his brother's wife, which is absolutely also when there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Now you'll say, what about chalitza? So performing chalitza during the three-month period would really not wouldn't violate anything. He's not living with his brother's wife, should be allowed. Still, we don't allow that either, because there's a rule. Any Yavama who's not fit for Yibam is also not fit for Chalitza. So if that's true, so if Yibam is not possible, Chalitza is not done either. Now, it's true that this is a din d'oraisa. Here, it's only really applied on a d'rabbanan level. Why? Because this woman's being disqualified from Yibam is only because we're uncertain whether she's pregnant or not. That's all the gzera d'rabbanan. So therefore, if Chalitza was performed in violation of this takan of the Chacham, to wait 3 months, it's considered valid. Now, the Mishnah then continues, V'chein kol shara anashim. Besides the Yavama, all other women who previously married, who are now going to remarry, also have to wait 3 months to do what? The lo yis arsu, they can't even enter Kiddushin. V'lo yinasu, and of course they can't enter nisuin. Achi ulahen shlosha chodashim. The remarriage can't take place until 90 days have elapsed from the day of the husband passed away or from the day of divorce. And this waiting period is obviously to distinguish between, we've had this before, the Gemara discusses on Mem Beis and Aleph, to distinguish between the child, to know if the child is the child of the first husband and it was a full-term birth, or maybe it's a seven-month birth and it's the child of the second husband. We'd like to know what that is. If the widow or divorcee were to marry during the 3 months and give then birth, we would not know who the child is, and we wouldn't know who the father is. You'll say, what about Erusin though? So why lo yisarsu? Why can't we do Kiddushin? So Kiddushin is also not allowed, even though the husband and wife are not going to be living together. We don't have an issue of her getting pregnant. Nonetheless, the Chachamim said any type of marriage is not allowed. This is just a universal practice. So therefore, lo yisarsu v'lo yisnasu by Sha'ar Nashim ad she'yilahem shlosha chodashim, 3 months. And this is true, echad besulos ve'echad be'ulos, whether the previously married women were widowed or divorced while they're besulos or not. They're still required to wait the 90 days, even though the 90 days only makes sense in cases where beulos, let's say, if she's a besula, then that marriage, she didn't live with the husband, we shouldn't be concerned she's pregnant. Nonetheless, also universal practice. Echad grushos v'echad almanos, it applies whether the previous marriage ended in a divorce or she became a widow. And echad nisuos v'echad arusos, and this applies whether the women were previously married, they had been in nisuin before the divorce, or just kiddushin erusin, still they have to wait 90 days. True, during the erusin period, they don't live together. The Chacham still gave a 90-day waiting period for the woman who was mekudeshes in a previous marriage, so we don't have any exceptions. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ha-nisuos yisarsu, he disagrees. The nisuos, if someone who's previously had nisuin chuppah, they can have kiddushin. We're not going to let them live because live with their new husband and remarry the new husband with chuppah, because then we have the issue that we're not about the pregnancy, because they were previously nisuos, they potentially could be pregnant. V'ha-arusos, but a woman who was previously only had kiddushin and was never living with the previous husband, yinasu, we do allow them, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to marry within the 30 days. Chutz min ha'arusa shebi Yehuda, except women who had erusin in Yehuda, as you have early in Maseches, in Ksuvos, where in Yehuda, in Judea, they would have Yichud together, Mnei Shalibo Gaspa, they were very familiar with one another, and there was a concern that they lived together even during Kiddushin. They would, in fact, would have Yichud together. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol HaNashim Yisarsu, Chutz Ben Ha'almana Menel Ibo. Rabbi Yossi says no. He says all women who are married and then divorced are allowed to have Kiddushin right away. There's no concern of her getting pregnant now, not knowing who the child is, because they're only having kiddushin, not living together. We don't have to have a takana gzera de rabbanon. Oh, we shouldn't allow an erusin because we may allow an isuin. No, he says he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that we allow erusin after then the first marriage. Rabbi Yossi says it's only allowed after divorce, but not after being a widow. Why is it not allowed after being a widow? Because of the widow, the almana, the ibel, avel, avelus, she's forbidden to marry because she's supposed to, we want her to remain as an avel. And that lasts for 30 days after the husband passes away. And after the 30 days, we allow her to remarry.